This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with David Haddad, the director of OpenM Health, a nonprofit startup that's breaking down silos for mobile health application integration by building an open architecture. David, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Hey, Eric, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good to have you. So how big is the problem that OpenM Health is trying to solve?
It's tremendous. I mean, as you know, probably have heard, there are thousands of apps and devices out there, and they're all producing data, health data that is interesting and, you know, it's catching a lot of attention from the from journalists and big companies alike. But the real complexity is that the real problem is that health is complex. Health requires a lot of information to make really sound decisions. And the power of what OpenM Health is trying to solve is by integrating these different data, using a common and open architecture, we're able to bring in this different data without any issues and without any problems and start to understand how, what are the relationships and patterns between, say, sleep and what you eat and your blood glucose and your mood and what other things that might be out there that might be of interest to a clinician, a patient, or a health network.
So who are we talking about here? Who are the actors in this space?
So in the OpenM Health world, I think that there are three actors, two that we actively engage in and one that we are aware of and that we are trying to enable. So the first actor is the data providers. We can think of them as developers, people making these different apps and services in the world today. They're producing data and trying to make it accessible, available to everyone so that people can use. Then there are the data users. And we can think of these folks as the sort of the health plans, people that would be consuming the data, bringing the different data together to be able to understand the relationships. Examples might be the VA, Kaiser Permanente, and a bunch of others. Data users could also be platforms like TickTrack or WellTalk and others that are more engaged on the consumer end or the patient end, and that they're trying to do this type of data integration as a platform sort of service for them. And then there are the patients and clinicians that we're all trying to affect. I think that we're aware of them and we're always trying to engage them in the conversation because they are so important. So making sure that patients are getting value from this type of data integration, as well as the clinicians, and making sure that, you know, we are working on this to make it that this type of data integration fits into the clinical workflow, and that it makes doctors happier rather than frustrates them, which is the current case today.
Where do you think we are today with mobile health?
I think we're in a really interesting phase, actually. I think that there have been a lot of developments. There have been a lot of applications and devices being built. There's still a lot of that happening in the space. But I think with the efforts of OpenM Health and some of our friends like the Continue Health Alliance and others, TuneNet and a bunch of others, we're really trying to, and New York City, in New York, there's the Shiny API that's also trying to solve these problems of interoperability. And I think that we're, through these different efforts, and specifically through OpenM Health, we're starting to see that the best of breed kind of coming up and adopting this type of common way to be able to exchange data. And I think that the future of mHealth is going to be, we're going to see the winners from all of this churn, sort of the ones that are going to be the ones that adopt a common architecture to be able to exchange data and are going to build value and meaning from that data to be able to make better services. And I think that it's the gap is going to be closing a lot. It's going to be closing very quickly, I think, in the next 3 to 4 years.
Interesting. Now, today we are with David Haddad, the director of OpenM Health, a nonprofit startup that's breaking down silos for mobile health application integration by building an open architecture. Here on eHealth Radio's Health and Technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, David, when did OpenM Health start and what inspired you to join?
Yeah, so I actually, OpenM Health was started by Deborah Estrin and Ida Sim, the co-founders of OpenM Health. They wrote a paper in Science Magazine, and it was published in November of 2010. In April of 2011, Deborah and Ida convened a group of government, public, private, tech, and health folks in Washington, D.C. to discuss the power of what this architecture could hold to the ecosystem. And in that room was the Robert Johnson Foundation and the California Healthcare Foundation. And they put up some seed money to help plan out what might this architecture be. So September of 2011, the nonprofit was started, and I came on board. I come from a background in health economics, working at the World Bank and then at the mHealth Alliance UN Foundation. So I've been working in development and then getting a lot deeper and closer into health tech, and trying to really help grow this movement. And I really saw OpenM Health as a way to help grow it because of the need to have this sort of backbone, the sort of the pipes as the fundamental place where we should be starting.
And how is OpenM Health solving the problem?
So we're doing it in a few ways. So we're building an open architecture. So we do have code up in our GitHub repositories. If you go to openmhealth.org, you'll go to the developer page and you can play around with that, and developers can go see how the architecture is being implemented and being used, or the framework for that architecture. We are also building modules for analysis and visualization as well as evaluation, which are being developed through partnerships, strategic partnerships with different players in the space, like the VA, UC Davis, and a bunch of others, and Kaiser Permanente. And so we're working alongside those to build out those modules. And then the third thing, the way in which we're solving the problem, is by building community. So the real critical thing is that, you know, code is great, but if it's not being used, we're not doing anything. So one of the most important things that we're doing is you know, working with developers, trying to make it really easy for them to use the architecture. In addition, we're also working with the business leaders in the space to be able to start to adopt the philosophy of the open architecture and the OpenM Health into their software architecture of their companies, because it is so important to have this type of data integration from these apps and devices. It's not going to be, we know that health is going to be something that happens not in the clinic. It's going to be happening outside. And these apps and the phone and these little wearable devices are capturing so much data that it tells the story in such a data-rich way that we're working with these business leaders to help, you know, believe in that philosophy so that we can drive to meaningful results.
And forgive me for asking, but why do you feel this is so important?
I've been working at this intersection of health, tech, and design for a few years now, and I'm extremely passionate. While it might not be the sexiest app or device out there, what we're doing is so fundamental that it is going to help break the barriers in this space. And like, when people talk about mHealth, when people talk about using these apps and devices to do healthcare, I think that by having OpenM Health, it's going to make for a better world, and that, you know, we will just be able to do the things that we need to do and work on the problems, like how do we build a better dashboard to do patient engagement, and how do we do better analytics so we know we could do like predictive modeling, not wasting the time and thinking about, oh, how do I connect this data source with that data source? That's the current problem today. That is wasting a lot of developers' time and a lot of startups' time. And I think that we can help drive business. I think this effort is going to help by saving time and cost, you know, money through time. We're able to help get businesses off the ground faster and become more interesting to their customers, so that because they're delivering more value.
Certainly wish you all the success moving forward. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about OpenM Health online?
Yeah, just simply go to openmhealth.org. From there, you can click around, check out our developer site, go to the GitHub repository and check out the stuff there. You could also check us out on all of our social networks. Just go to openmhealth.org and you'll see it all.
Certainly do appreciate your joining us. We've been speaking with David Haddad, the director of OpenM Health, a nonprofit startup that's breaking down silos for mobile health application integration by building an open architecture. And the website of reference, the site that does it all, it's openmhealth.org. David, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you again, Eric.
You bet. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.